Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. As I mentioned earlier, today is the third Sunday of Advent, but the church has historically named it Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is a Latin word for rejoice. While Advent is considered a penitential season, we pause on the third Sunday of Advent from our repentant sorrow to rejoice in eager anticipation of the advent of our Savior. Maybe you already noticed the theme of rejoice in our worship service so far. The rose-colored candle, or pink, is lit. Rose is the color of hope and joy. Also, in the gradual, you heard, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Jerusalem." In the Old Testament lesson, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord." And in the epistle, "Rejoice always." And while the word rejoice is not mentioned in the gospel, it is implied in there, and we'll get to that a little later as well. Today's gospel can be a little confusing if you're not familiar with writers of Scripture. We have John the Evangelist writing about John the Baptist. Two Johns, but they are separate men. It's believed that John the Evangelist is the same John who was Jesus' disciple, John the son of Zebedee, a fisherman who Jesus called to be his disciple. John, along with 11 others, were called to sit at the Master's feet and learn and become fishers of men. 11 of those 11, original 12, would be witnesses to Jesus' earthly ministry, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. But not John the Baptist. John the Baptist would not live to see Jesus' death and resurrection. John has a whole different story than John the Evangelist. You see, the Baptist was not called. He was sent. Sent from God for one purpose: to prepare the way for the Savior. John came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. Now, while we might confuse between the two Johns, John the Baptist wanted everyone to be certain who he was. He didn't want to be confused with other famous people from Scripture. When he was asked, he said, no, he was not the Christ. He said he was not Elijah, nor was he the prophet Moses promised to come to Israel in the book of Deuteronomy. No, John said, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Isaiah foretold John's coming hundreds of years before. He foretold of John's coming to prepare the way for the Lord's anointed, who would bring good news to the poor, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and open the prison to those who are bound. Now the Levites and the priests knew Scripture. They knew what had been foretold of the one who was to come, the Messiah. And they should have recognized all of the signs. They should have recognized who John was. However, their unbelief blinded them to the truth. The whole time, John is pointing to the light of Jesus, but their darkened hearts refused to allow their eyes to see. They apparently couldn't think of any other person who had been prophesied in the Bible who was to come. Somehow, they obviously didn't. They missed the Messiah. But they demanded to know why John was baptizing. So John basically dropped a bomb on them. He said, I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know. Among you stands. The Messiah is already on earth. He's among you, Emmanuel, God with us, dwelling among his people. And God was working through John to point people to the light, who is Christ, to call them out of their sinful darkness and into the marvelous light, the light of Jesus. John is giving them a reason to rejoice. He's giving you and I a reason to rejoice, bearing witness that Christ did come into the world in the flesh of man while being fully God. But the priests and the Levites didn't recognize Jesus. They were too busy looking for a strong, wealthy, earthly king. They were too busy looking for a savior that they wanted rather than the savior that they needed. Nothing has changed in the last 2,000 years. Too quickly, you and I also chase after the Savior that we desire rather than the Savior who came to save us of our sins. We seek out the Savior who will make us happy and healthy and wealthy and wise. This time of year, we deserve the Santa Claus Savior, one who requires minimal attention, but still stops by and dumps off a sleigh load of gifts. But Scripture tells us, while we were floundering in the darkness of our sin, God sent the Savior that you need. He sent his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord's anointed. Jesus brings you good news. He brings salvation and grace through faith in him alone, by the grace of God. And while you're attacked by the trials and the tribulations of this darkened world, Jesus is with you. He binds up your broken heart. He carries your wounds to the cross, where he puts them to death along with all of your sin. He proclaims his victory over sin, death, and the devil, so that you have hope of eternal life. By his suffering and death, you are no longer captive, but set free from your prison of sin. Today is Gaudete Sunday. So rejoice. When you awaken each morning, rejoice greatly in the Lord. Remembering your baptism, rejoice that the waters of baptism have saved you. For at the font, he has clothed you with the garments of salvation. He has covered you with the robe of righteousness. It was there that you received the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom God poured out on you richly through Jesus Christ, your Savior. And now that you are armed with the Holy Spirit, you can now rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is a darkened and broken world that we live in, but by the grace of God, you live in the light. You have the witness of John the Baptist. You have the witness of Holy Scripture that the Lord's anointed has come into the world wrapped in the flesh of man, the God-man Jesus. You have their witness that he continues to come to you in word and sacrament. And armed with the word and by the power of the Holy Spirit, you too can be a witness to the light, Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Amen.